Arkansas lawmakers want to change how schools are graded and funded. Also, Attorney General Tim Griffin defends the state's nitrogen gas execution law and warns of threats from social media. And a new monument honoring Arkansas music legends is coming to North Little Rock. Those headlines and more coming up on KASU News for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. I'm Brandon Tabor. Arkansas lawmakers have proposed a new system for grading school performance. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports a legislative panel endorsed a proposal to change the letter grade system for analyzing school performance. The proposal seeks to grade schools on a curve compared to other schools in the state. School grades are directly tied to performance funding coming from the state government. Earlier this month, several Arkansas death row inmates sued the state to block it from allowing executions by nitrogen gas. The governor signed a law into effect this year that would allow executions to be carried out with nitrogen. The state has not carried out an execution in 8 years. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin told Content Partners Talk Business and Politics that the law needs to be upheld.
It's a great idea to change the law to allow for this, because if you have a death penalty on the books and it's never used, you don't really have a death penalty. And so, for me, the rule of law, what the law says and how we apply it is all really important. And if you've got laws on the books that sit there but you never enforce them, you need to do something about that.
Griffin also said he believes the case will be upheld if it were to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Griffin also discussed how his office is spreading awareness about the risk of social media. In October, his office will host a social media summit. Griffin said that one of the summit's focuses will be threats from foreign entities and how they use social media to harm Americans.
Here in the state years ago, we had some convictions where the Chinese were stealing intellectual property as it relates to rice. They are always in the gray zone. I've talked about this many times. Gray zone warfare. If you don't know the term, look it up. Gray zone warfare. It's warfare short of what we generally think of warfare. It's warfare short of bombs and bullets and guns.
As Attorney General, Griffin has filed multiple lawsuits against social media companies. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is stepping down to take a new role at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Bailey announced yesterday that he will resign effective September 8th to become the FBI's co-deputy director. Missouri Governor Mike Keogh is set to name a new attorney general today. Bailey has served as attorney general since 2023 when he was appointed to replace Eric Schmidt, who was elected to the U.S. Senate. A missing Arkansas teenager has been found. 17-year-old Hannah Osborne has been reported safe after several days of searching. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department announced it on social media yesterday. Osborne had been missing from her home in Bradford for about a week. The St. Joseph's Center in North Little Rock is being removed from the property it has leased from the Catholic Diocese of Little Rock for the last 15 years. In a letter posted to the center's social media page, St. Joseph's Center Director Sandy DeCourcy shared that the diocese will terminate the center's lease of the former St. Joseph Orphanage effective January 31st of next year. The diocese says the driving intent behind the original arrangement was to see that the building was preserved, and following the destructive March wildfire, that goal is no longer possible. The trial of a man charged with organizing the daytime ambush killing of rapper Young Dolph at a Memphis bakery in 2021 is underway. Hernandez Govan faces charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and attempted murder. He is not accused of personally shooting Young Dolph, but prosecutors claim he directed the two people who did. Young Dolph, whose legal name was Adolph Thornton Jr., was a rapper, independent label owner, and producer who grew up in Memphis. He was in his hometown for a Thanksgiving event, handing out turkeys to families in need when he was killed. Next, a new report shows food insecurity is rising in Missouri. We'll have more after the break.
I'm KASU station manager Mark Smith. Like many small rural stations across the country, congressional action to eliminate funding for public media sends KASU and all public radio into an uncharted future. But we remain certain about our mission and our commitment to you and to our community. You can help through contributing at kasu.org/give. As we navigate the path ahead, your continued partnership and financial support is crucial. We're grateful for you. Thank you.
A new report from the University of Missouri finds that more people are struggling to put food on the table. Crystal Blair for the Missouri News Service reports.
Every 2 to 3 years, the Missouri Hunger Atlas tracks food insecurity trends across the state to provide a clear picture of where help is needed most. According to the report, since 2021, food insecurity has inched up, with close to 780,000 Missourians facing uncertainty about where their next meal will come from, and more experiencing severe hunger. The 2025 report's lead author, Bill McKelvey, with MU's Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security, says several factors are driving the trend.
Increasing rates of food insecurity are really coinciding with higher inflation, and then also the conclusion of a number of pandemic-era support programs. Kind of looking to the present, we have changes to the SNAP program, ongoing concerns with inflation.
McKelvey says between 2021 and 2023, Missouri saw close to a 10% jump in the number of households facing food insecurity and an even steeper rise in those experiencing the most severe hunger. He says the report helps food pantries and agencies make a stronger case for funding and resources to meet the needs. Crystal Blair reporting.
Little Rock's airport is adding several new direct flights. Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport officials announced a new twice-daily Southwest Airlines flight to Nashville, Tennessee, beginning in March. This comes as Delta Airlines prepares to launch a direct flight to Salt Lake City on September 8th and a new American Airlines route to Phoenix beginning in early October. A new monument to the musical heritage of the natural state is coming to Arkansas. Last week, officials held a groundbreaking ceremony for the new ATG Pavilion at North Little Rock's Argenta Plaza. The $2 million project will feature 21 bronze sculptures of Arkansas musicians crafted by local artist Kevin Cressy, who said he's proud to honor the state's rich musical history.
Arkansas is sitting on a cultural gold mine. The range and breadth of the genres that have been produced by these world-class artists who have had a profound influence all over the world is absolutely staggering.
Al Green, Glenn Campbell, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe are among the Arkansas musicians who will be represented at the pavilion. At its center will be a statue of Johnny Cash, identical to the one Cressy designed and is now on display at the U.S. Capitol. One of the project's main backers, John Godin, says duplicates of the statues will go to the musicians' respective hometowns.
As we move forward, we're excited to work with communities across Arkansas to highlight the places and stories connected to these legends, creating a truly statewide music trail that will inspire pride, welcome visitors, and strengthen local economies around the state.
More information on the project is at argentaartsdistrict.org. In Major League Baseball, yesterday, Alec Burleson went 3-for-4, including the go-ahead single in the seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals ended their five-game losing streak with an 8-3 win against the Miami Marlins. That's all for KASU News. Music provided by 2B Studio. You can find more stories online at kasu.org. Also, be sure to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for KASU News on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.